episode 693, Getting What You Want While Loving What You Have.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Ladies, I hope you've had a marvelous week. I'm sure it has been jam-packed with lots of activities. I know my week has been, but now you get a breath of fresh air. It is the weekend, and that means maybe you can steal a few moments away for you. And today, we're chatting about getting what you want while loving what you have. If that isn't a mouthful, you want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so excited and blessed that you are here. You warm my heart when you show up because I wouldn't be here if you weren't here. And so thank you. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day, allowing you really to live out your God-given purpose. And you can find other goodies there, of course, too. Okay, I've been thinking about this a lot because I personally have been struggling with this, getting what you want while loving what you have. It would be so awesome to get right where you want to be. You know that end result, like I want to lose 30 pounds, you want to get there in a blink and be there. But we have to go through all the different channels. We have to, you know, just figure out what works for us, get back into healthy lifestyle, clean eating, whatever. Or maybe it's you are wanting to build that business and you're like, oh, but I've got this part of the business that I cannot wait to get to. But it takes about 1,500 steps prior to that to get you where you want to go. It would be so awesome if we could just like propel ourselves right there, end up there faster instead of going through all those steps. Getting what you want while loving what you have will help you find balance in your journey. We all are seeking out that balance, right? We want that balance in our lives. And I lately have been struggling with this. I've been struggling with it, trying to find a balance in my entrepreneurial life, my career that I have chosen, being able to be a mom, a CEO of a business, also being that amazing wife, well, I try to be. There are probably days he'd be like, nope, honey, you're failing today. And that's okay. He needs to tell me that because I am there to serve. And, you know, we have these ups and downs, but really, do I have to go through all of it? My dad used to say, well, you gotta have your punch card done. You gotta pass through all these different channels in order to get to where you're going. It's just doing your duty. And I'm like, that's not fair, just doing my duty. I don't want to have to go through and get my punch card punched. I don't want to have to do all of that. But you see, I know that when we do that, this journey that we're on, we learn more about who we are. We become more appreciative of what God has given us. You know, whether it be in business or in marriage or in parenting, seriously, don't we just want to get past that teething stage as fast as we can? I am so ready. You know, when I was nursing and all of mine, I nursed all five of mine, and mine were all early teethers. And don't roll your eyes at me on this one because they were. When they are teething at 1.5 to 2 months old and they get teeth, solid teeth in by 4 months, that is early teething. And they like to show their early teeth to their mom while they were enjoying their dinner. And I so did not enjoy that at all. But I know that's for another episode. But, you know, as much as we want to go forward fast, we still have lots to learn within our journey. But while we want that balance, while we want what we can't have now, that's when we get flustered and frustrated. That's when we're willing to throw in the towel. That leads us down into those rabbit holes. The I'm stuck rabbit hole, the self-doubt rabbit hole, the self-pity rabbit hole. Our belief weakens with every sunset. And that's not a good place to be. And you know, it's not because, you know, I get on here and I'm real and raw with you guys. I want to show you the good, the bad, and the ugly. I don't have it together every single day. There are days that I get up and I'm like, I'm going right back to bed. And some days I can do that. And other days, not so much. And I feel like I'm dragging my feet, literally dragging my feet one click off on my to-do list after the other, and I barely make it through going, I cannot wait for my head to hit the pillow. Nelson Mandela says this, after climbing a great hill, one finds that there are many more hills to climb. I have taken a moment here to rest, to steal a view of the glorious vista that surrounds me, to look back on the distance I have come. But I can only rest for a moment, for with freedom comes responsibilities, and I dare not linger, for my long walk has yet not ended. Powerful words. Your journey is not done right now, today. Even when you think you've reached a goal, what happens? You set another one. But we keep longing for getting to the end. What is the end? If we sit here and rush through our lives, always trying to get to the end, are we trying to die? I know, crazy question, but let's go crazy a minute. Why do we always feel like we have to hit the finish line? Instead of looking that each moment is a finish line, there is a difference. You can still continue to move on your dream, move within your purpose by taking what one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It takes that one step. Getting what you want while loving what you have means what? You need to enjoy the view from where you are. That's your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Enjoy the view from where you are. Don't think the view's only going to be beautiful at the finish line. At the end, when you've hit your peak, when your business and you launch that particular program, oh, that's going to be it. I just know it is. Or you've worked so hard on your community project and you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait for it to happen. That's going to be the day that I celebrate the most. No. Celebrate the little wins along the way. Enjoy the view from where you are. I can remember working with the children, with Praise Kids. Yes, it was a group that I created. And it was basically a small Christian group. I worked with children ages 3 up until 12th grade. And we would come together. We would meet weekly. And our older kids would meet for a solid 1.5 to 2 hours. And then we would have our littler ones, and they would meet for about 45 minutes to an hour, depending upon the facility we were at, you know, structure, schedules, et cetera, how we could help the church, you know, et cetera. Lots went involved in that decision making. But this point being to this story is, I began when I first started it. It was like, you know what? It's the performance. It's that. But it wasn't the performance, because God was showing up at every rehearsal. God was showing up when the children practiced at home. God, of course, showed up at every performance, but it wasn't just the performance. And it took, you know, that time, you know, you kind of get used to it and you're going, oh, I'm getting my feet wet. You know, something that you have this amazing dream in your mind on how you're going to work with children and what you're going to do to make a mini Broadway musical, a Christian musical, come alive and transform in front of thousands of people to see in order to change their life. And you're like, oh, it's going to be the performance. But the performance happened at every moment that the songs were sung, that the kids practiced their lines, that we met together as a group. When my team and I came together and we were figuring out crazy costumes and ideas that they looked at me and said, Christiane, that's not going to work, but it's your dream and we know how you are, so it's going to happen. I know it is. We don't know how, but it happens. Why is it that we're always waiting for the finish line? Enjoy the view from where you are. Number one, be grateful. Be grateful. We think we're grateful, but we really aren't. Soak it all up. Number two, be present. Live in the moment. Why do you think I say all the time, be present, be incredible, be you? Because we're living in this like fast-paced world that we think that, you know, tomorrow should really be today and the future is here now. No, it's not. You have only today. You have this moment. That word just went by, moment. It's gone now. I can't change it. It already came out of my mouth. You have the moment that you're in. Be present. And number three, be responsible. Nelson Mandela said it himself, with gifts comes great responsibilities. God has given gifts to you. He has entrusted them to you. Now, what are you going to do with them? How are you going to move them forward? What's going to be your next step? Because remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. A lot to chew on, I know. But I know if I'm wrestling with this at the end of the year, somebody else has got to be wrestling with it too. We want to get to the gold on the other side of the rainbow, right? Where is it? Sometimes we never find that because God leads us to another pot that he says, no, my child, this is where you need to go. What are you chasing after? Where are you headed? Getting what you want while loving what you have. Enjoy the view from where you are. Robin Sharma says this, so love what you have and then go for what you want. Enjoy the climb up the mountain, but never take your eyes off the summit. Go climb your mountain today. One step leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.